I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 18th, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to stand for our Pledge of Allegiance, led this meeting by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I know there was a substitute handed out for 9A. However, I think your intention is to table that when we get to it tonight. Let's leave it on the agenda so that it can be reported out of committee and is being tabled for tonight. I do not have any additions. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council. Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I need to add a committee report update on the Eddie Boggs discussion we had regarding naming one of our city facilities for him. So we need to give that report and then schedule another community relations committee meeting.
Let's make that 9C if that's okay.
Sure.
Other items for members of city council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries in the meeting minutes, or excuse me, in the agenda is approved. On to the meeting minutes next from our meeting of February the 3rd. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the February 3rd, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from February 3rd, 2014 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to item 5. You have in your council packets a report back from the Municipal Planning Commission's meeting of last Wednesday concerning zoning application ZA1 2014. You referred this to the Planning Commission, I believe, 2 weeks ago, and they did meet on it, and they have come back to you with a recommendation to approve that plan as submitted. The clerk is proposing April 7th, 2014 as the earliest possible date to meet the advertising requirement. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't set that date.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, I would move that we set a public hearing for 7 o'clock on April 7th on council referral ZA-1-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set April 7th, 2014 at 7 p.m. in these council chambers for the public hearing for zoning application ZA1 2014. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and that public meeting date will be advertised. Moving on to agenda item 6. We have a proposed resolution. It says ordinance on the agenda, but it is resolution 8-2014 declaring necessity for improvements along Arbor Way. That's between Silvertown and Whiteford Road, and that is to install the sanitary sewers in that newly annexed area. Mr. Aller, any comments about this? Or Mrs. Briney?
Mr. Mayor, this is a project that has been requested by the property owners along Arbor Way. Project plans are complete, estimate is complete, estimated assessments are complete, and we recommend approval to move forward.
The estimate per property is a little over $13,000. I believe that's within the earlier estimate that you had given them.
Yes, it is.
And I see in the legislation that it would, could be amortized at their choice over 20 years. The city would sell bonds to do that, is that correct?
No, they're paying for the project and then reimburse.
And they reimburse, they could attach it to their property taxes. They can either choose to pay it off right away or put it on their property taxes.
Correct.
Do they have the option of paying it off in 5 years or 10 years since we're not selling bonds then? That used to be an issue for the city during earlier assessment projects. If it's our money, I don't know why you wouldn't take it back.
I believe once it's certified with the county though, it's on there for 20 years.
What portion of the project is the city committed to pay for, Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
It's entirely paid by the property owners requesting the project?
Correct.
Okay. Involves widening the road and installing the sanitary sewer?
Correct. Yeah, we'll be installing sanitary sewer that's been requested and tearing the street up. We are widening, it's currently only 18-foot wide pavement, which is substandard. And so we're widening it to 24 feet, which is a residential standard.
Mrs. Briney, it's been a while since we've done assessment projects, but my memory is that once we, council passes this resolution of necessity, the owners do have a chance to comment on it. Is that true?
Right, and I believe public information meeting for the property owners has been scheduled for March 3rd. We did have, when we met with them prior to filing the annexation, there were 63% of the property owners who signed the petition for annexation, and it was granted, and they're the ones who are requesting the sanitary sewer. They have septic tanks that they've been having issues with.
Mr. Milner.
Could you just explain for a second, because I don't remember the process. If one of these homeowners sells their home, then how does the assessment just carry on with the new owner? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay. So then, so essentially the person is just paying for the project while they're living in the property and maintaining the property. If they sell the property, then it goes to the next person.
It is oftentimes a subject of negotiation during the sale.
And
it's not a surprise. It shows up on the title work.
Yeah.
That public hearing is scheduled on Monday, May the 3rd, March the 3rd, at 6:30 ahead of our next council meeting.
And where is it? Here?
Here. It's a public meeting. It's not required for council to be. It isn't a council meeting or a council committee meeting.
And who will conduct that meeting?
Myself and Joe Shaw, the deputy.
Do you expect people to meet?
Yeah, what happens is, assuming council passes the resolution of necessity, we will mail notice of tentative assessments to all of the property owners along the route. It'll be sent certified mail as required by the code. And they'll receive that. In that is a notice about the date of the meeting.
Next 2 weeks.
And we encourage people to ask the questions.
So how much resistance do we anticipate to this? None? Some?
You know, as Leslie indicated, there was a strong majority of owners along the route that wanted the project. You know, knew at the time the initial discussions were taking place, we were telling people, anywhere from, $12,000 to $15,000 is what the assessments will be. So, we're in the range that we've told people. It's always a different story once you get the number in front of it. We'll see. They haven't received the notices yet, so they won't until after the resolution's passed. So, we won't know until they actually get it.
Okay, is it, once we do this, are we at a point of no return?
No.
No.
No, if anyone objects.
Yeah.
Then we have, there's an assessment equalization board that has to be appointed, and then they review everything. And they can change the assessment.
What about council? Is council done with it?
No, the actual levying legislation will be an ordinance, and that will be once the public information is held and once the project is completed, then the ordinance will be done to certify the amounts on their tax bills.
Have we done this during, when we've been on council? I don't think we have.
This is a long time.
Yeah.
Since the city started doing assessment projects for streets, we haven't had one.
I have a question on the 20-year amortization. What will that be on a monthly basis or on a six-month tax bill?
It's like $900 a year.
$900 a year, so $450 a half.
Right. And I think the old post bridge, that was an assessment project. A little different, though. The last one.
The homeowners association.
Yeah, yeah. Franklin Drive was probably the last one, and that was in '97.
But they're also going to increase the properties of the value, or the value of the properties, too.
Yeah, and they.
I would think from going from.
And that was.
Or not decrease them due to the fact that the health department was looking at them.
Right. And that was the reason that they approached the city about annexing was to have a sewer.
Well, let's see how this goes.
Okay.
So let's see how this goes, and see if we can.
We did not initiate the project.
I know.
We should proceed with it. It's been requested by the residents and will be approved by the majority, but we'll see where we go and how the process goes from here. So we do have resolution number 8-2014 in your packets. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 8-2014, waiving the second and third reading. I'm sorry, reading by title only due to the fact that council members have received previous copies. Declaring it necessary to improve the city of Sylvania, Lucas County, Ohio, municipal street of Arbor Way between Silvertown Drive and Whiteford Road by installing 8-inch sanitary sewer lines, widening the pavement, installing a new surface course of asphalt, and other related appurtenances, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 8-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passes, resolution 8-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 8-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 8-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7, you have proposed ordinance 9-2014. This is an annual ordinance to contract for the Independence Day fireworks, but we have a different company here. And Mr. Brown, I'm interested in your report.
Thank you. I met with both shooters, Zambell and Pyrotechnico, last month. I asked for quotes from each of them. I gave them a broad range of pricing. The quotes came back, and I was really surprised. Pyrotechnico has been doing the fireworks for, what, 12, 13, 14 years? Their quote came back, and all things being equal, Zambelli came through with like 2,234 more shots. They came, the 3-inch shells, they were 260 more. The 4-inch shells, 64 more. 5-inch shells, 23 more. 6-inch shells, 19 more. The only one that Pyrotechnical was higher on was the 8-inch shells, and it was only a plus 9. And there's not a lot of difference between an 8-inch and a 6-inch. On the special effects, Zambelli came through at 7,943 shots. That's the multiple shots that go up all over the place. And Pyrotechnical was only 5,709. Both contractors' quotes were right to the same penny. And I think, well, how can that be? Well, it's public record. So I got to believe Zambelli went into the public records and saw what we paid last year and quoted. But it was such a wide difference between the two, I made the suggestion that we go with Zambelli. I don't know if Pyrotechnical is becoming very comfortable with us, and they thought they were always going to get it. But I think competition is good. And this time, I think the competition's going to benefit the city of Sebanion and our residents with the better fireworks.
Do we have any references on this contractor?
Oh, yeah, Zambelli is probably one of the biggest shooters in the country. They gave us a complete reference. It was like 5 pages long. They do a lot of cities around the state of Ohio, plus New York, plus Ball Diamonds.
And didn't they used to do here before Pyrotechnico got together?
Yeah, and, you know, Ken Catafias was in the meetings with me, and I think he was a little disappointed that I didn't go with Pyrotechnico, but like I told him, I said, you know, the difference was so great. And I think competition is good, and I know Zambelli, they're a good company, they're a reputable company. I think Zambelli is probably bigger than Pyrotechnico, you know, from a standpoint of a business. The reference looks was good. We compared both contracts. And legally, you know, the contracts are pretty equal. I think it'll cause some additional work for the people at Centennial because it's a new shooter, so they're going to have to be a little bit more involved. I would like to make a request that we send a copy of Zambelli's show along with the pertinent parts of the contract to the fire department so that they have a record of it because they have to be really involved with the planning and the safety on this, so it probably good that we sent them a copy early on. But I was pleased with Zambelli's quote and took a little heat from Pyrotechnico, but that's fine. I'm a big boy. And,
an issue in the when we switched companies was that Toledo and Sylvania were using the same contractor. Do you know if Toledo's involved in changing to Zambelli's or not?
I'm not sure.
Doesn't really matter to us, but that was an issue before. Also, Pyrotechnico went to electronic shooting before Pyrotechnico did before, but I assume Pyrotechnico.
Yeah,
we don't want people running around with a lit fuse.
No, they're both electronically computerized shooting, and they both quoted the choreographed music with the fireworks, where in the past Zambelli had not quoted the choreographed fireworks. They were just going to provide a tape, but now they have the equipment to do the choreographed show, and all those points were equal. Plus, Zambelli was reluctant in the past to give us a rain date of the 4th, probably because they did Toledo on the 4th, but we have it in the contract that our rain date would be the 4th. So all things being equal, their quote was much better.
And are you, have you been meeting with Sylvania Township as well to fund their portion of it?
Contacted them, talked to Mr. Genowine and asked him if they would like to participate in the quoting. And he said, no, you guys have handled it. I have no problem with the way we've been handling it in the past. And just, you know, go with it and get with us. And we probably should send them a copy of the contract and the legislation also.
Preliminary numbers, this isn't, $28,875 is the quote. Preliminarily, what is the city's cost of it going to be?
It's like less than $5,000 from Coke and then 50-50.
So it's going to be about $11,500 or
something like that.
That.
And then we'll work on trying to get sponsors like we did last year. I think we came up with $9,000 or $10,000 last year in sponsors.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll continue to work on that. I'll solicit their support on that. I did last year also, or anybody from council that might have an idea of somebody we can send a letter to or go visit. I would appreciate that because I will be starting on that probably next month early on to see what kind of sponsors we can get.
We'll give that some thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that being said, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 9-2014, authorizing agreement with Zambelli. Oh, all members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing an agreement between Zambelli Fireworks Manufacturing Company for the Independence Day celebration on July 3rd, 2014 at Centennial Terrace and Quarry. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign an agreement for the fireworks display, which will cost 28 $1,875, authorizing a 50% deposit payment upon the signing of the agreement, which will be shared by the City of Sylvania with the City, Sylvania Township, Coca-Cola Corporation, the Sylvania Joint Area Recreation District, and area businesses, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 9-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 9-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 9-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 9-2014 is approved. Mr. Brown, thank you very much for your time and effort on the fireworks. It's nice to have somebody run around and looking for the competition, to tell you the truth. That's terrific. I'm sure we're getting a better deal because of it. Moving on to agenda item 8, your proposed ordinance 10-2014. This is to authorize a 14-month lease in the Marco's Pizza building that the city owns along Monroe Street, where it used to be a State Jewelers. State Jewelers has moved out. They built a new structure on Monroe Street east of Whiteford. We are limiting the time for this. State Farm actually approached us. We were not marketing the property, but they approached us. They understand it could be short term, but Marco's is in there for a little while, and that building's not going to be demolished right away. The previous law director talked about sawing the building in half and demolishing half of it. That we're not sure that's practical, but I don't like it empty, to tell you the truth. It's deteriorating, and it's better to have somebody in there. Mrs. Briney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've worked with Mike Buck, who's a new State Farm agent in town, and he's very enthusiastic and very excited about being in Sylvania. He has two children and a young family, so he's excited about being here and is just getting started with State Farm. And he is excited about the space, likes being on Monroe Street, and we worked out the rent is fair. It'll be for $1,500 a month. As the mayor mentioned, it's just for 14 months, which Jim was comfortable with that time frame, Bill has been working with them as well. So the term we don't think will be an issue. So I would recommend its approval.
Mrs. Husband.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 10-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing a lease agreement between the City of Sylvania as lessor and Mike Buck individually and doing business as Mike Buck State Farm as lessee of a portion of 6465 Monroe Street, Sylvania, Ohio, for the purpose of operating an insurance office, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the time of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 10-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 10-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 10-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 10-2014 is approved. Mrs. Brining, when do you expect him to move in there?
He's going to get started on the building improvements March 1st. So he's very excited to get in there and get the space for his insurance office.
Very good. Hopefully the snow will all be melted by then. All right, moving on to agenda item 9. These are committee reports. 9A is a report of the Parks and Forestry Committee held earlier this evening at 6 o'clock in these chambers. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you. The Parks and Forestry Committee met this evening at 6 to discuss proposed ordinance 6-2014, which is essentially a list of updates to section 951.02 through 13. They mostly had to do with the city forester versus the Department of Division of Parks and Forestry. Doug had some very specific questions, and in the end, the committee ended up tabling this this proposed ordinance so that maybe Doug could touch base with Leslie and get some of his more specific questions worked out. And then there was an issue about stump removal that Kevin was going to check into. And we thought we would leave a few minutes before our next council meeting. Maybe it makes sense to schedule it and then cancel it if we don't need it. And re-look at this legislation in 2 weeks. And the meeting was a half an hour.
All right. All right, so this will remain, we'll be put on the agenda for the next meeting in consideration. So it's just tabled for tonight. Moving on to 9B, report of the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting.
Do we want to schedule that meeting? I'm sorry. Do we want to schedule that meeting and cancel it, or do we just want to reserve that?
Good question. Is this a committee meeting that you're scheduling, or are you just going to discuss it at council the next time?
No, we're talking about doing a committee meeting before.
Okay, remember, there is a public meeting held here at 6:30 about the Arborway sewer, but you could certainly, I think, schedule your meeting at 7:15 or 7:20 or 7:30 before we start council if you want.
How about 7:15?
7:15. Okay. And if we don't need it, we can cancel.
All right. We'll have the clerk post a meeting of the Parks and Forestry Committee for 7:15 on Monday, March the 3rd. All right, let's move on then to 9B, which is a report of the Economic Development Subcommittee for the meeting held this evening at 6:15.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Economic Development Subcommittee met at 6:15 to discuss two matters. First was the Tier 2 grant application by the City of Toledo to the State of Ohio. We heard an update from Mr. Sanford and a presentation by Paul Tepeneckel, representing Fogelmeyer Design. He and I go way back. We understood that the dollars for this grant come from CDBG money, but the program has been changed and it's now a competitive grant that must go through Lucas County. The county can only approve up to two grants this year, so there's a little bit of a risk, but we also felt that this was a worthy grant to apply for, and ultimately it was moved and seconded to ask the administration to prepare legislation to retain Pogelmeyer Design for the purposes of helping us submit the prepare the application. So I don't know what you need from us other than that. Do I need to make a motion?
Make a motion to prepare the legislation.
It's all so moved that we prepare that we ask the administration to prepare legislation to retain Pogelmeyer.
Second.
Moved and seconded, authorized in the for directing the administration to prepare the legislation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We got a commitment out of Paul tonight to help us do some of that preliminary thought process.
Right.
And
right.
We'll try to come back to you with a stronger yay or nay the next time.
Okay. Thanks. Then secondly, we had some discussion about downtown parking, ranging from the big projects to the small projects. A couple of pretty clear decision points came out of the meeting. First of all, the committee does not believe that a downtown parking structure ought to be on the city's agenda in the short term. I think there's a feeling that there are a number of short-term fixes that could address some of the concerns that we have about parking in the next couple of years. So the idea would be to revisit the notion of a downtown parking structure sometime in the five-year time frame, and or if a circumstance arises that it would require more parking, a major new business coming into town or something similar. I don't think that's informational, Mayor. I don't think we need to vote on that.
I agree.
In addition to that, secondarily, there was a high level of interest in revisiting the availability of, or the interest in property owners on the east side of Main Street, basically along Summit, to work with the city on some sort of a consolidation of parking. In that regard, the committee asked the administration to approach those owners, come back to the city, back to council with some sort of a sense of where we might be with that in a 30-day or less time frame. So again, I think administration hears that and will proceed, correct? Third piece has to do with a variety of ideas in the municipal lot and in adjacent areas downtown for some quick fixes on parking. The feeling was that we got some good input. We now need to have a separate meeting to kind of prioritize and discuss how we want to proceed, ultimately making a recommendation to the administration. So we need to schedule that meeting tonight. And it looks like we're not going to be able to do it on earlier on the evening of the 3rd because the room is pretty well used that night. So we need to look at another time to meet, ideally during the week of March 3rd. That's just about all of us, too, isn't it? So it's going to be tough to schedule. But...
yeah, we can.
Mark, you would like to meet the week of March 3rd or the week of before that?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Probably next week before it, right? Mm-hmm. What is best for council? Is morning or afternoon better for us to meet?
Morning.
One vote for morning. Yeah.
Morning's good.
Mike, you don't much care, do you?
Depends on what day you want.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest for myself that Thursday the
2 weeks apart.
What about Thursday the 27th?
The 26th and 27th.
Friday the
20th. How about the 28th?
28th is a good day.
Done?
Yeah. I can do the 28th.
Okay, that's just the council. You can't?
That's fine. Okay. You have a majority. Go for it.
Okay, I think we have mostly a majority. Sandy, you okay? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on the 28th.
Sharon, you can notice that. That's for the purpose specifically of talking about downtown parking.
You know, Mike, I would appreciate it if you get to Mark maybe your priorities before that meeting.
I'm sorry.
I just asked if Mike would be willing to maybe forward his priorities.
Yeah.
You're here for that meeting?
No, I'm leaving that day.
That day, okay. Sorry.
If we could move on, Mr. Mayor, to the other piece, which is the Eddie Boggs Memorial.
Have we had that as 9C? So
yeah, right. And I'd like to suggest before I even give the report, we're going to need to meet again, and perhaps we could schedule, Sharon, a Community Relations Committee meeting first, like at 7:45 on that day, because it's going to require some additional discussion. The short version is that Leslie approached the owners of the property on which the park sits, the Reeb / Watkins families, about the idea of naming this for Eddie. And I'm not sure that they weren't willing to take hear our thoughts, but I think it's become a little more complicated than just having them give us a thumbs up. It doesn't help that we don't actually own the property. So I think we simply want to go back to the committee and see how we can make, we want this to be a positive experience and make it be pretty friction-free. So we just need to have a little bit more discussion around that action. At the same time, we're made aware, I'm not sure if all council has gotten this note or not, but the Chamber of Commerce has planned an evening to honor Eddie Boggs on August 14th, 2014. It'll be a one-time event. It'll be put together by local musicians who worked with Eddie and hosted by Fred Lefevre. So it would be nice to be able to have whatever we do coordinate with that and perhaps have some formal ceremony at that event. So that news is all positive. I just think we need to work a little bit more in terms of fine-tuning the actual proposal. So if we can schedule a Community Relations Committee meeting for 11:45 on the 28th.
7:45?
Did I say 11? 7:45. Okay, great. You can't do it? You should be part of that, shouldn't you?
That's fine.
Sure.
Tuesday for all of Tuesday. Are you not available on Tuesday, Matt?
I'm out of town.
I'm out of town.
Tuesday the 25th, you mean? Yeah.
Well, let's schedule a meeting and maybe you can talk with.
I will, yeah, we will. Yeah, okay, so let's schedule both of those.
Bet you offer those days, so Mike's here.
You know, you certainly could have your meetings on the days that I'm tied up, right? And I mean, if you've got, if you want to back-to-back meetings.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I think that'll be just as complicated, I think, actually.
You're busy on the 26th and 27th, right?
Right.
All day long or just in the morning?
Just in the morning.
Well, could we do an afternoon meeting on the 27th?
I can't do it.
No.
Again.
Let's just keep it the way it is then. Sorry, Mike. 27th in the afternoon is not working either. And that's the day before you leave anyway, right?
Yeah, I have a family service at 5:30, but I can do it any other time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
27th, you can go ahead and do it without me.
Mike, you and I can meet and we can talk. You can give me your input before the meeting. Okay. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? For agenda item 10, any new committee referrals that haven't already been made?
Yeah.
Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our approved agenda. There are some informational items you can take a look at there. Of particular interest is probably the 2013 fund report from Chief Rodas concerning the drug funds in the police department. There's no further business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, March the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.
Your age.